So let's do the Igros Kodesh, the Holy Letters, Volume 4. We're up to letter number 869. And this is dated, like today, the 21st day of Tevis. Only thing is, it was Erev Shabbos, it was Friday then. But it's the 21st day of Tevis, in the year Tav Shin Aleph, from Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing it to Harav HaChosid, etc., with all the titles over there.
By the way, the spoons are locked up, but I
poured
it
into them. Thank you. This letter was written to Rabbi Yisrael Jacobson, who was an older chassid, which I had the great fortune to know pretty well. He also used to come to our house to study with Shir. He used to give Saturday nights. And my father, may rest in peace, and a whole group of people, for many, many years, Saturday night, used to have a shir that he would lead. He was one of the original Chabad people that lived in, came to the United States before, and he was very active and very helpful in establishing Chabad over here in the United States.
Was it after World War
II? This is after World War II, but I mean, this is during, this is before World War II.
That he came before World
War II? Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say exactly. I'm not sure exactly. I know he was here, I believe, when the previous Rebbe came, which would be right in the beginning of World War II. But I'm not absolutely sure. I should look that up. All right. So the Rebbe opens up with peace and blessing, and the Rebbe says, I've attached the booklet for the 24th day of Tevis, which is coming upon us 3 days later, which is the 24th day of Tevis, which is the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe. And the Rebbe asks him to please have other people join in that in the study, and also to put an effort in dividing up the Talmud in your place where you are and in your camp, either on your own or by combining with those that are elsewhere as specified, articulated in this booklet. The tradition is to divide the entire Shas. You know, today everybody's learning Daf Yomi, but in the old days, wasn't so, people didn't learn all Daf Yomi, but they would also learn the entire Talmud. And the way they would do it is they would combine various people. Each person would take like one section, one book of the Talmud, so that when you combine all the people together, you have covered the entire Talmud. Now, if you have a group of people, enough people that each one can take a section, that's good. So then you have the entire Talmud that way. But if that's too much, then you combine with other people, similar to the way people do today for Mishnayos. You know, they would have various different people learn. All right. And the Rebbe says that in that way, that there are several benefits. Number one, you're going to learn the that tractate that you took. So that's the number one learning. That's one benefit, that you're studying one tractate. Number two, just like learning the entire Talmud is a greater matter than just combining all the mesechtes that are in it, so then if a person should study, let's say, the entire Shas, that is a greater matter than just of combining all the mesechs that are in it. So that's why there's something new, that you make a meal and a joy when you complete the Torah. So when you study a tractate as part of learning the entire Talmud, that's greater than learning one mesechta by itself. So basically, I think what he's saying here is that if you finish each mesechta separately, it's not the same as going through the whole Shas. So when you're learning even one mesechta as part of the whole Talmud, that's sort of a greater benefit. Number three, when you participate with other people that take a part in the distribution of the Talmud, so you are also sort of attaching, you're connecting yourself to their study as well. It's as if you're learning the entire Talmud. And number four, through your participation, maybe you can even consider that it's considered as if you're learning it with 10 and more, which is, because 10 together, because each one doing a part, it's like learning together, which is greater than just learning it individually. And number five, before this study, he is able to give a privilege and to give a part in his learning to others. That's normally, one can, before brought down from the Shulchan Aruch, that one can give away a privilege, a part of his learning for other people, brought down the Yerideya, Reish Simen, Reish Mem Vav. So in our case as well, each one of the participants wishes in the privilege of learning the entire Talmud, and therefore you are sort of acquiring and giving the privilege to each one who is participating in your learning. So it means when you're learning a tractate of Talmud in combination with everybody else, you are sort of giving your part to all the other participants. The other ones are giving you the privilege to the other participants, so it's considered as doing more. And the Rebbe says that may it be Hashem's will that when we fulfill this takana, this was instituted by the Alter Rebbe, by the Baal HaYilula. So he says, the Rebbe, interesting, uses what he says, the root of his neshama should shine and give us lots of good flow, and his privilege to protect us. The Rebbe uses the word, interesting, he uses the word Shneir Zalman in his third. Shoiresh, the Shin, the Shmosei, the Nun, and Yoyir, the Yud, and Oyir is Aleph, and Beshefa, and Rav, Shneir, then he has Zalman, Zuchusei, Lahogin, Mogin Avshenu. It's interesting, I've never seen this. The Rebbe makes out of the letters the blessing that fits the letters of him, and it should help for us and all Yidden from the source of life, and life to elevate us, one advantage over the other one, to tie us with a very strong tie in the one Hashem through the Torah, and through which the Jews connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. Especially during the year of the passing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Arena Kaporos Mishkovi. So in the language that the sons of the Alter Rebbe wrote, they said, Nutal Kovid Mibes Chayena Teres Tefein Nezi Yisrael Tzifiras Tifora, that the glorious of our life, of our the house of our life has been taken from us, our crown, the beautiful crown that adorns Israel. So until quickly Hashem will send us a goyel tzedek, v'yitzeinu mafeil loyro, v'kitzu v'ran shechnu ofa, yishmeidu flot torosoi, tereshem t'mimu shivis nomu shekirotzen. The Rebbe uses here the language that they said that Hashem should basically say that very quickly send us the true Redeemer to take us out from darkness to light. And quoting the verse again, that those who rest in the dust will get up and sing, and they will teach us, let us hear the wonders of His Torah, the complete Torah Hashem, which revives the heart. Amen. Ken Yerotzin, with the Rebbe's signature over here. Now, I'm not sure why. Oh. So here we have, it says in the, further it says that this was like a Kloli Proti, like we said, that Rebbe sometimes used to send out a similar letter to very different, so it's like a general individual letter. So it has, its contents are something which is connected to everybody. the Rebbe made reference over here. This is the footnotes that the Rebbe made reference over here about the booklet that he published. He says, he tells you it's in Lakuta Deburim. And this whole concept that we mentioned about this dividing up the Talmud, that's based on the letter of the Alter Rebbe in the end of the Igeres HaKodesh, in the end of the Tanya, to complete the entire Shas every year in every city. So what happened was that they used to have this dividing of the Talmud on Shas and Yutus Kislev, but in the year Tofresh Samach Gimel, they changed it to the 24th day of Tevis. This was also in this time of this letter that it was done on the 24th day of Tevis, which is the Yom Elul. There was just too much to do. The year Tofshin Yud Gimel, that's in 1953, it went back to Yutus Kislev. It's in detail, he says, you send Lakuta Deburim. The Rebbe has a further note whether we can, it says, as if you're learning the entire Talmud when one learns it. So the question becomes, what does partnership mean? When you're partners, does it mean that each one owns everything, or each one has a part in each part? Do you have a part, or you own anything? And the Rebbe says you can bring a proof from the as far as penalties goes, and we know that there is the greater the measure of good. So we have, if you do a work on Shabbos that two people do, so if each one can't do it, let's say you're lifting up something, one can't do it by himself and you do it together, they are both liable, and one shear is enough for both of them, even the one that disagrees. Maybe it's Shabbos because there is an extra verse to exclude it. So in this case, since each one independently cannot do it, a person cannot learn the entire Shas by himself. Because if they're occupied in work matters, because the Torah says you got to make a living, you can't sit and study all day, so you can't do it because of that. And the people that are studying in the yeshiva, they have an obligation to study other stuff also. They can't just learn the Talmud all day. They have other obligations. So, and he says that, further he brings down that even when two can do it, they're still chayiv. The Rebbe brings down other sources that bring down the same source. And then the Rebbe's other various different sources to the Rebbe's letter over here. Okay.